Thank you for calling Coast Support. My name is Tyree. How can I help you?
Okay, what is this again, please?
Oh, we're a customer support with third-party call center, and we can see why you was charged, where you was charged from.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am. I said we are a third-party call center, and we can see why you was charged and where you was charged from.
Okay, so that's what I'm calling for, to find out.
May I please have your zip code?
90056.
May I please have your first and last name?
Pitts, P-I-T-T-S.
And what did you say your first name was again?
Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A.
Yes, ma'am. So, I don't see in our system where you are in there. So I'm thinking that this will be the wrong customer support number and that you should call your bank and dispute their charge.
Okay, you said you don't see what again?
See where you were charged in our system. I don't have a Teresa Pitts.
Okay, try Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S. P as in Paul, E-T-E-R-S.
No, ma'am.
And you don't have Pitts, P as in Paul, I-T-T-S.
No, ma'am. The other option I say is I can try by last four digits of the card that was charged.
Okay.
4-4. No, ma'am. So that seemed like a fraudulent charge. So I say I will call my bank and see. See, can I dispute the charge?
It says MUSCLETRGETS.
No, ma'am. I never heard of it.
A bunch of numbers. 855-499-1864.
Yes, ma'am. We do get a lot of calls in like that, but it'd be the wrong customer support number. So that's why I say I will call my bank to dispute the charge.
May 21st?
Yes, ma'am. I checked and you're not in the system.
Sure you spelled my name right? Because most people think it's P as in Tom, and I'm saying P as in Paul, I-T-T-S.
I just placed that in there and no, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.